Like, hi, my name's Linton. We are Mystery Team.
Yeah, can you introduce yourselves?
I'm Christy.
And I'm Ben.
Great.
And we are Mystery Team.
Nice. And how did you guys meet and get into the band?
So, me and Christy have known each other since birth. Mm-hmm. So, over 20 years now. And then me and Linton met in secondary school. Bugsy Malone.
It kind of formed out of Ben studying music at uni, mm-hmm. making beats, and then basically just telling us to become rappers and rap on them.
Yeah, I basically bullied these guys into joining a band with me because I wanted to start a band, and I was back home and I was like, all right, guys.
I feel like we were hanging out pretty much every day, and you were making music anyway, and we were just, from being in the room,
yeah,
joined in.
So you kind of instigated everything, basically,
mm.
which is quite cool.
Yeah, he did. He's the main one who makes the beats. But from my memory, the way it initially started was you had a spare ticket, remember, to a Koji gig.
Was that before we started making music, though?
Yeah, for sure, man. Because I think the couple of days after that, did this feeling.
Yeah.
So when your spare ticket, I went to the gig.
I think me and you were playing.
Yeah, you'd done stuff before. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, me and Chris were kind of playing around with music before. And then,
yeah, for sure.
I think you were like, oh, I'd love to give it a go.
Yeah, for sure. That's how it came about, from a spare ticket. And then we went to the gig. Because we went to the Village Underground. That was mm-hmm. the first one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then after that, started to make a tune.
Obviously, we all watched it and we were like, okay, we should just
do this.
We were like, yeah.
Like, we could do this.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So what are your influences musically?
Oh, that's a good question.
I feel like it's kind of what makes it work is that we will listen to, like, there's some overlap. But we will listen to quite different stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Do you introduce each other to different artists?
Definitely. If it hadn't been for Christy and that spare ticket, I don't think I would have been inspired to, like, even think I could pick up a microphone.
One,
yeah.
Big one there is Koji Radical.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So
what Radical. Do you all do in the band as well? What's all your roles within the music?
So I make the beats and I play guitar normally live. And then these two are the vocalists.
Yeah, mainly vocals.
Yeah.
And
then, I'd like do filmmaking, like music videos outside of it. So I kind of do that bit as well.
That's
like,
cool, yeah.
I don't know. Stuff, yeah.
Yeah, almost. That's really
cool. He's our TikTok guy.
Actually made videos for both Huru.
He's made music videos for
him. He must be really good then, like really top.
He's good. Award-winning. He's actually an award-winning filmmaker. I'll say it for him because he's too humble. So teething problems. Yeah.
Do you have an Instagram with all the?
Yeah,
of course.
Okay, Christy, I'll Philip,
my Instagram is Christy Fitzel. Christy, that's with a K. Christy Fitzel.
K R I.
And do you guys have one, like, a plug you want to do for your own band? So have you got
It's Go Mystery Team Go on Instagram.
And TikTok. All platforms.
All platforms. Go Mystery Team Go.
But more Instagram and TikTok. Like, who uses Twitter anymore?
Yeah. No, people saying who uses Facebook either. I've had that
as
well. Like, I still have it though.
We do have a Facebook.
We just don't use it.
For the invites, like, if someone invites me to an event, I can come up and I'm like, okay, I'll be the invite.
How do you write music as well?
We listen to the beat and then
see what comes.
See what inspiration strikes.
Either Ben already has a beat
that
he wants us to do something with, or we'll, like, kind of make one in the room, but with Ben sat at the computer.
I guess it's a bit of fun, though, isn't it? You're kind of just having a good time.
There's no.
I think fun is the main for thing sure, we want to do.
It came out of hanging out.
So literally. Yes. It's very natural. We never try and force it, because I feel like that's the worst thing we could do.
It never works.
But since we recruited Dale, bassist, and Nathan, drummer, we have sort of started... I feel like we started writing the songs in slightly different ways, just because we're more aware that, like, we can make a beat that will be able to sound massive on the track.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, before, when it was just, like, beats made on computer, we couldn't do certain things.
Yeah. I also feel like when we first started, like, 5 years ago, whenever it was very much that we'd make a beat together and then I would just go finish it, which I kind of avoid doing now. I don't want to do too much about these guys in the room because it's not my project. Yeah. It's like, otherwise I'll take it in my own weird direction.
You like having other people to steer it.
Yeah, yeah. Control me a bit.
Yeah, it used to be like you would write all of the hooks and we would just do a verse, but now there's more kind of communal songwriting.
More collaborative, for
where
sure.
Where did the name come from, Mystery Team?
Do you want to take this one?
Am I telling the true story?
Yeah.
Or that we just took it from... We took it from a film called, obviously, Mystery Team, which is... Childish Gambino's, like, when he was in a comedy group, they had a film called Mystery Team. And if you compare photos of us and the three main characters from that,
you can see the inspiration there.
But it's also like it's meant to be that kind of, we're serious artists, but we are also just goofy.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't take it too seriously, but do put the effort in.
Exactly.
There you go, yeah.
Have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, it's fun's then. Yeah, fun's the way. So we try and keep that at the forefront and just, yeah.
And we like the mystery of it as well. We were going to do some, like, don't show our faces kind of thing, but it's too much effort.
It's too confusing.
What's that band? The one that play... Lose Yourself to Dance. What's that band called?
Daft Punk.
They do.
I thought it was too hard to maintain.
We sort of went for that. If you see like our earliest like photos where we've got the face covered. It's a bit too much effort, really.
It's too concept, not fun.
For sure. Yeah.
Do you guys do anything before you go on stage?
We have a little huddle.
A pre-show group hug.
But we try and keep it short and get out there because, you know, usually I'm very nervous.
It's just kind of like the huddle around and we're like, all right, let's do this
No one fall off stage.
Mystery team.
And yeah, we just go from there. Yeah.
And have you got any gigs coming up?
We've got a few in the pipeline, but nothing fully confirmed yet.
Yeah, definitely let us know though, and then we can like maybe promote that.
We've got a single coming out on the 1st of February.
Okay.
Very soon. And it's just been picked up by BBC Radio 1.
It has, awesome. Yep.
So, I've got to plug that.
I'm really excited about that.
What's the name of it?
It's called Felony. You'll hear it tonight. We'll do it towards the end of the set, but stick around for that one. Yes, our latest single. And we're excited about it because, it's been getting mad spins. BBC Radio introducing in Essex.
BBC
Radio 1 now. They've picked it up, so, yeah.
We're really chuffed about that.
That's a more, like, punky one.
Yeah, for sure.
So is it guitar and, like, rap over the top?
Heavy bass.
Kind of, like, Beastie Boys-ish.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we compare it to.
Beastie Boys from Essex.
Yes.
Like, in terms of actual like band expression, it's probably like Beastie Boys, The Streets,
we get that.
Gorillaz.
Yeah, we get that.
Kendrick Lamar, he's quite.
That's a great
comparison.
I'm taking it.
A comparison that we're losing.
I'll take it. But yeah, Beastie Boys.
Like Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Gorillaz, that sort of sound. That sort of raw edge.
You said Korn the other day, which I thought was hilarious.
You said Korn? Oh, boy.
I thought that was really funny. We won't say that.
Cool.
That's one that we just need to
fair enough, man. Hey, I'll take that too. Let's go.
Mystery Team forever.
Yeah, man. Mystery team never die. We're just getting started.
Yeah.
Like this year, like we were joking earlier, that this past month is the best month we've had, like,
awesome.
Ever. So Radio 1, come on. So yeah, that's great. We're really chuffed.
That's really good. Radio 1.
Yeah. I'm really chuffed about
that validation.
We're
saying we're a prophet.
As well. Like, that is my question as well. Because
it was
2017.
If you give me a second, I can give you the exact date on my phone.
date
time. Literally, like,
I think it was 2017.
It was like
It was 2017. It was November.
We were very 25th. Concentrating on just making music and not gigging for quite a few years.
Well, it was like for us, it was learning to rap. It was a big learning curve.
Figure out what we want, who we were, really.
It was like, I guess it's like, because I, before Ben got me to actually do stuff, I'd been like writing bits on like my phone notes, assuming that nothing would ever come from it.
Yeah.
Right.
And kind of just having it. So then it's like actually learning to sound confident and like cut out the too wordy bits.
If you listen to our early stuff before...
It was very sad, boy.
Yeah, before...
very sad.
Before the incident, the hard drive incident, It was,
what's the hard drive
incident? Oh, of course.
Yeah, well, so, listen to this now. This needs to be around.
We've been going, like, what, 3 years? Just played our first gig ever at a festival called Ox Jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Oxfam festival they put on every year. We just played that, and about literally a week later, my hard drive corrupted, and we lost 3 years' worth of work.
It was
music, videos, pictures, songs, everything just... Gone in one swipe.
We had nothing.
That's awful.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to pick ourselves up and start from scratch.
Yeah, sort of a blessing. Because it forced us to get back in there and do better, because we didn't want to write the same stuff we'd just done. So we decided to let it go and just, you know, we could have re-recorded it and stuff, but we just thought, let's move forward. And yeah, we're better for it, because now, like, all that rapping practice...
Yeah, like the first 3 years were practice, and now it's almost like we started from square one in just a more capable way.
It made us more conscious of the music, and now we know sort of how to put it together. Now we have a system. Now, like we said, instead of him finishing off, now we know if we know what we need to do. We know where we need to take it to make it. So we were booked to play one, but earlier this past year, but you know, the guy turned out to be a con man, and
he
was wanted by the police and stuff, and
he was on watchdog.
He was on crime watch. He ended up on crime watch. Yeah,
we ended up going to his house.
The girls went to his house because he lived local, and they knocked on his door.
Oh my god!
His housemate was like panicking, because obviously the police already been there.
Yeah.
So he was like just defensive and like, you know,
me online, like finding his address.
Literally, like, we were trying to see what's going on, and he lived like around the corner from
literally 2 minutes. Yeah,
yeah. And, like, down the street.
It was just a mad situation.
We rocked up to the venue. No one had been paid. The security guy at the gate just basically told us to turn around and go.
There's
no one here.
I've been here for 3 days. I'm only staying here so that I can tell everyone else that this.
Yeah, so he can turn people away. That's the only reason he was there, because he hadn't been paid. But
oh my god,
that was a mad day. That.
So that's probably not our favourite festival.
it was a crazy story. I like the story.
I don't think we'll be playing.
We always play. What's the venue in Shoreditch that?
Workshop. Road Trip and Workshops.
Yeah,
in Shoreditch. We
just kind of by chance we played there a lot. It's quite a good venue.
Yeah, we like it. It's nice.
Shoreditch is a nice place, but it's very
It's got this nice,
good crowds.
Yeah, underground. Like, yeah, it's quite
nice, quite cool.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Thanks so much, guys.
Vanessa, thank you for the interview.